Coming up on episode number 1209, it is another birthday celebration, this time for an incredible legend in the field of theatrical music, musicals, stage, and otherwise. I'm talking about Andrew Lloyd Webber, who's turning 70 tomorrow. Let's go ahead and give it up for Andrew Lloyd Webber with some covers of his songs done by people who don't normally sing his songs. How's that? It is the Andrew Lloyd Webber cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Yeah, coming back from another break. This one, not a vacation. This one, working on the website. It was down. Had to put more memory in the server. It's hosted outside of the actual Coverville studios. Not hosted here in Colorado. Hosted far away. Actually, in New York is where my host is. And had to upgrade the memory on the machine that runs it, because, you know, there's so much stuff that happens with Coverville. It's such a big website, so much stuff around it. If you follow me on Twitter, at Twitter Coverville, then you'll see my tweets about when there's show-stopping issues like that. You'll always see that information out there at the Twitter Coverville account. But that was last week. Let's talk about this week. Yeah, Andrew Lloyd Webber turning 70 tomorrow, which blows my mind because next week, here's a little teaser, next week is going to be an Aerosmith cover story. And guess how old Steven Tyler is turning? Yeah, 70. Andrew Lloyd Webber and Steven Tyler born mere days apart. And that blows my mind. I don't know why that blows my mind, but it does. But Aerosmith's next week. This week, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Stuff like Cats and Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat and Evita, Phantom of the Opera. But we're going to start with one that is getting a lot of attention right now because they're just about to do one of those terrestrial TV live performance things around this musical. The musical is Jesus Christ Superstar, and probably of all the things that he's done, this is the most covered in outside of Broadway music covers, right? Outside of your typical people who do those covers. You know, here you get folks like Queensryche, who you're going to hear, and Nightwish and more covering Jesus Christ Superstar. Superstar. The Jesus Christ Superstar opened 24 hours. Make sure to go. No, the Jesus Christ Superstar musical, way covered in rock and roll. Let's get into it right now. And you know, if there's ever a Spice Girl cover of something, I'm going to include it in my show. Sure enough, from her album Stages, here is Melanie C, a.k.a. Sporty Spice, with a cover of I Don't Know How to Love Him. Thank you. from their album Congregation. Those are the Afghan Whigs with a song called The Temple, cover of a song from Jesus Christ Superstar. Queensryche right before that from that landmark cover album from them called Take Cover, appropriately, from 2007. That is Heaven on Their Minds. John Keating, or Johnny Keating as he's known in Scotland, his home, well, when he was alive, his home, his own country, hometown, home city, home state, whatever, home country of Scotland. Johnny Keating and Jesus Christ Superstar. That one on the collection, The Sound Gallery, Volume 1, which pulled that out of the archives from 1972. And Sporty Spice herself, Melanie C., Melanie Chisholm, with her cover of I Don't Know How to Love Him from her all-Broadway cover album called Stages. And a really, really good collection there. Looking forward to something new from not just her, but apparently all the Spice Girls. Lots of rumors recently about a new tour, a new album, all that stuff. And we're going to see if it really does happen this time. We've been promised many times before, but let's see if it really happens this time. We'll get back to some more Andrew Lloyd Webber here in just a moment. Before we do that, let's tell about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville. That sponsor, as you might have guessed, is Amazon, and Amazon and the listener purchase of the week. This one, you know, we got spring coming up. It's a lot of outdoors time, right? You're going to want to be outdoors enjoying the sunshine, maybe not on the East Coast for a little while, but once the nor'easters are done, you'll be able to finally go outside and see what it's like in fresh air. But somebody picked up in the last week Sony noise-canceling headphones. I actually have a pair of these. I use them with my PlayStation, and they sound absolutely amazing. Somebody picked those up in the last 7 days and helped out Coverville by quite a bit, almost with a $20 bounty on those. So good job buying those. Thank you for picking those up. You know, you can help Coverville as well by doing the same thing. Just go to coverville.com, click on the show notes for this episode or any episode, and look for the Amazon links. You can also find the Amazon banner about halfway down the page, or you can just simply type coverville.com/Amazon, and that'll take you to Amazon's site. Anything you add to your cart and purchase from that point on is going to help Coverville a lot. It's going to go right to the money that I use for all of the show stuff, all of the covers, all of the other parts of the show. Looks like Kennedy in the chat room was the person who picked up those headphones. Well done, Kennedy. You rock. Thank you for helping support Coverville with the Coverville listener purchase of the week. Amazon's always got you covered. Wow, it's rare that I come in under on that song. Usually I'm like, blah, 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 trying to get in before the end of that song. But no, I made it this time. Totally made it. All right, and back to the music, back to another track from Jesus Christ Superstar. Going to start off this next set with a cover of Clear, the re-overture, performed here by Holy Rollers from their self-titled album from 1992. Here are Holy Rollers.
Now, at last, all My mind is clearer now. At last I can see where we all soon will be. I have the proof.
And in the evening dawn was breaking and the world was waking, any dream will do. A crash of drums, a flash of light, my golden coat flew out of sight. The colors faded into darkness, I was left alone. And the dream is too, the world and I, we are still waiting, still hesitating, any dream will do.
Captain Jack Harkness on Doctor Who and Torchwood, and of course Malcolm Merlyn, the Dark Archer from Arrow, sounds so much nicer here than he does in that latter role. That is John Barrowman, actor, performer, singer extraordinaire. I mean, the guy has such an amazing voice and such an amazing range, and super talented actor too. Man, some guys get all the luck. John Barrowman with a cover of Any Dream Will Do from Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dream Coat, from a brand new album called Aspects of Andrew Lloyd Webber. Came out last year and has a bunch of great covers of stuff from all of the different productions that Andrew Lloyd Webber has been involved with. Big Daddy right before that with a cover of Memory from Cats, turning it into a doo-wop number. And the Holy Rollers starting us off in that set with Clear Re-Overture, that one from their self-titled album from 1992, appropriately covering a song from Jesus Christ Superstar, the Holy Rollers. We've got one last set of music. We're going to start off with something that's even newer than that John Barrowman song. This one is brand new, just came out this year, I think even within the last month. And it is from an album called Unmasked, the Platinum Collection, Andrew Lloyd Webber tribute. This is Lana Del Rey and a cover of You Must Love Me from Evita. Here is Lana Del Rey.
Slip away, you must. Heightens each sensation, darkness.
Twisted Sister's own Dee Snider from an album called Dee Does Broadway from 2012, doing a cover of Music of the Night featuring Mark Wood, of course, a song from Phantom of the Opera, the title track of which we heard right before that, Eternal Descent, with their cover of Phantom of the Opera. I say they're like they're a real band. They are a virtual band, kind of like Gorillaz. They were based, they sprung from a comic book and... basically are a set of animated characters that perform music. Like I said, kind of like Gorillaz, but there's not the the Blur and Jamie Hewlett backing behind them, like gorillas have. Really good symphonic metal that, yes, sprung from a comic book, I think in 2004. Yep, there we go, 2004, Eternal Descent, out of London. I keep talking about them like they exist. Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, right before that, from Evita. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes from their 1999 album Are a Drag, and Lana Del Rey at the top of that set, You Must Love Me, also from Evita, that one from the brand new tribute to Andrew's music called Unmasked, the Platinum Collection. And that, my friends, is a way to go out with a bang on a show like this. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line, that number, 1-877-7-COVER-9. 1-877-7-COVER-9. Also, I always forget to bring this up, but we have a Reddit page as well, which is also a really good page to discuss cover songs with other listeners, a good place to post requests, stuff like that. You can find that at reddit.com/r/, you guessed it, Coverville. Easy, right? Anything online, just put a Coverville at the end, and it's probably going to work, because I plant my flag in every new social media aspect, every social media project that's out there. I managed to get Coverville as quickly as possible. But that is going to do it. Oh, everything else? Coverville.com, of course. That's where you should go. Everything there, from previous episodes to banner ads for Amazon to links to whatever. Make sure you go check that out. Oh, I'm being informed that also coverville.reddit.com works as well. You don't have to do the /r business. So coverville.reddit.com, my gosh, that's much easier. Go check that out, the Coverville Reddit page. All right, we'll be back next week with an episode featuring the music of Aerosmith. Yeah, Steven Tyler, same age as Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's going to blow my mind for the next 7 days. Hopefully yours as well. Until next week. Actually, until next week. That's gonna cover it for tonight. This is Brandon Bitt saying thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on Coverville. Have a great rest of your day. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, Cashfly. .com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Ultra feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, reading your podcast so good you won't cry for them, Argentina.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.